Welcome to the Real O Show podcast. I'm Zachary.
And I'm Joshua. And we're brothers on the journey to chase down the curiosities of our life.
And on this podcast, we will discuss the most influential people, music, and topics going on in the world.
And today, we're talking about water fasting. Most specifically, Dana White and Gary Brecka's 72-hour water fast. I tell you I'm on the road. About to get all this dope. Me and no fuck niggas know. I swear to God, we the ghosts. This ain't the story they told. Man, if you know, then you know. I never had to tell my dogs when we on roof for brains. They pay for getters. They want money more than they want.
So we just finished a 72-hour water fast that was obviously inspired by Dana White and Gary Brecka. So today we want to discuss the benefits we saw from it. We in total lost 20 pounds. But also, if you want to get into it, what we would recommend and how we plan to attack it. So Joshua, first go. What did you get out of the three-day water fast, do you think?
I thought it was amazing. One, I think we talked about this a ton. You're programmed to eat food. And I think that's one thing where I thought I wasn't even hungry at times, but you're just like, oh shit, what am I going to eat for breakfast? Oh, what am I going to eat for lunch? What am I going to eat for dinner? And I think getting that out of your mind was a wonderful thing. We even talked about it. It's like more efficient. It's kind of weird to say, but like more efficient when we weren't eating food. But the mental clarity you get when you are fasting, I know we said it a ton. Gary Brecka said it to me and it stuck with me like a fucking tack. And that is that if your ancestors were lazy when they were hungry, you would not be here. You cannot, like, you are efficient as hell when you are fasting. And I will say that, like, that is the thing that I took away from this the most. You are efficient. And the one thing I will say, you will maybe lose a little bit of sleep on the very end of the fast. But other than that, it was a great experience through and through.
For sure. And I think the one thing I was most nervous about was the sleep part. But the first 24, 48 hours, I slept like a baby. Honestly, because I wasn't eating, I was a little bit tired. But going into the day three, like going into eating, I don't know if I was just excited to eat, but I slept like shit. But that's okay. Like, I think that's just part of your body completely changing. But not only did we lose 20 pounds, I want to discuss for the people that are listening how we attacked it. So first, we started on a Wednesday morning and fasted till Saturday. So we ate breakfast Wednesday morning, then obviously fasted till Saturday. But the biggest thing here that I don't think a lot of people talk about, it's electrolytes you need, because electrolytes are incredibly important, especially when you're not eating. And then working out. Everybody thinks you can't work out when you don't eat or on a water fast, and it's a complete myth. The only thing you actually need is just some amino acids, obviously, so you're not damaging your healthy gut with the working out, but amino acids and then bone broth after the first 24 hours. But be careful, make sure it's under 50 calories once, maybe twice a day. The first, day three, we did two.
Yeah, day three, we did two.
But the second day, we only did one, correct?
Yeah, we did one at night. Yeah, we did it at night. And I will say, that was like the first time I ever had bone broth before. And for someone who has never had bone broth before and is on an empty stomach, I would say walk into that pool a little bit. My like stomach got like a little bit upset from it. I woke up and had to run to the bathroom a little bit from it. Not to throw up, but the other side. Not a bad thing. I felt really good. The bone broth tastes good, and it actually, like, it fills you up. It feels like ate a whole meal, and you didn't eat shit.
If you've never had bone broth, it's like drinking soup.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It is heavy, though. And I told Joshua before, because I've had it, like, what happened to him has happened to me before. I didn't get the same reaction that he did, but it is heavy. But I think another thing on top of that, keep the same routine. Just because you're doing a three-day water fast doesn't mean like, oh, now I got to sit around and do nothing, or I got to watch TV. No. That will only make it worse.
It will make it worse.
So keep the same routine. And if anything, what I would add is add more things and really develop a plan of attack. So you're kind of going one thing to another, but make sure you're still getting sleep. Now, I wouldn't say just like nap all day just to get through it. Like, there is something about steering into the curve of it being hard. So try not to nap a ton, but if you need to, then obviously take it. But we did it during work. Yeah. Two of the days were during work, and then we had an off day on one day, which was honestly the easiest day.
The easiest day we didn't have it
because we were just kind of doing things and all over the place. So I would say those are the biggest things. But now kind of going
into it. Can I just interrupt one more thing? Yeah, so I will say this. I know Zach already touched on it, but I think the biggest myth and the biggest thing to take away from this is working out. You can work out hard on this. Like, Zachary and I worked out hard for 3 days. The last day, I was so discombobulated because we worked out so hard and I was on an empty stomach. But I will say, like, your body feels good. Like, your body will thank you. It's been days after now, and I feel amazing. Like, you should 1,000% steer into the curve 100% work out, and don't be afraid to work out hard. Like, your body can take it. It's 3 days. You go weeks without food.
For sure. And we'll get to it a little bit later, but I'm going to throw it in here because I think it fits. Is day three was the easiest. So me and Joshua have talked about, you know, doing a 4 or 5 day fast just because if day three was the easiest, now, you know, adding another day or two would obviously make it really hard. And maybe day three would be even harder if we had 2 days after it.
Right.
But there is something to that. And we're in, Joshua kind of said it earlier, we're programmed to eat. And I found it in myself. Like, you get bored and you're like, oh, snack, hungry. What's for lunch? What's for dinner? Because I even knew I wasn't going to eat. And I was like, oh, what am I going to have for dinner?
Or what about when you have a late lunch, bro? There's times where I have like a late lunch and I'm like, oh, I'll just eat dinner because I should eat dinner. It's like, bro, you could not eat. I'm not telling people to not eat.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that to actually look into yourself and be like, I should do a fast. And from someone who intermittent fast a lot of their life, I've completely been like, after this 3 day fast, I'm like, intermittent fasting is nothing. I'm like, to me, I'm like, I should be doing longer fasts more frequently, because you can tell the way it makes your body feel is astronomically different than just doing like an intermittent fast.
Yeah, I think more common in my life what I'm going to do, and I've kind of done it randomly, but I'm trying to make it more strategic, like once a week doing a 24, 36 hours, because 24 hours is really easy. I think that extra 36, you know, that little bit of a jump is a lot, but the benefits of it. And I want to go really quick before we get to, if someone really wants to get into this, how we would do it and what they'll need. But I want to get into the benefits of it. And once again, I'm not a scientist. I'm not Gary Brecka. This is information that's online. This obviously is what I'm referencing.
We are not doctors or biologists.
But so, I want to break down the hours of what actually happens in your body. So 13 to 17 hours burns fat. 17 to 24 repairs damaged cells. Gut resets at the 24, 36 hours, and it repairs the stomach lining. A lot of people don't understand that. You know, all the energy drinks people have, or the processed food, all that ruins your stomach lining. So that is super important. At 4 to 8 hours, really when you're getting in the nitty gritty, because the day two is the hardest, your dopamine system resets because you don't have food. And I don't really know 100% what that means, so I'm not going to dive into that, but that's what happens. And then at 72 hours, which I thought was the most interesting, which is why I want to go farther with the fast, is your whole immune system reboots itself, which is crazy. And then I've seen this multiple times. A lot of scientists have talked about this, is when you do a 3 day water fast, is it attacks cancer cells and kills up to like 70% of them, which is wild to me, but a doctor's not going to tell you that.
It makes sense though. Like, you can tell like your body naturally, like it starts, you can just feel it in your body how it just, you can feel it. I don't know how to explain it. If you ever did a long fast, I feel like you'll be able to tell what I'm saying, but you can feel your body working. Like, you can feel it just cleaning itself out. And I think that's so valuable, not only mentally, but physically, to do on a regular basis.
Yeah. And now as we kind of transition to the end here, if I was going to tell somebody to do a 3 day water fast, what do you need? And we kind of referenced it at the beginning, and I would reference the same thing. There's one thing you could probably take out that you essentially don't need, and that's the bone broth. Like, if you don't want to do bone broth, if you hate bone broth, you don't need to do it. Personally, for me, I find it beneficial because it does make it a little bit easier. You're getting a lot of protein in the bone broth, which is kind of crazy that it's under 50 calories and you're getting like 10 grams of protein.
I thought it was like 19.
In the total box.
You're right.
You know, half, you're getting almost 10 grams of protein, which helps. Obviously, bone broth is incredibly healthy for you anyways, outside of a fast. So that's the one thing you could probably take out. But two things you definitely need are electrolytes and amino acids. So the amino acids comes before the workout. That's all you need them. You don't need to drink those throughout the day. But the electrolytes, zero sugars, zero carbs, zero fats, zero calories. The brand we used was directly from Dana White. So I've never heard of them before, but if Dana White uses it, it's probably good enough for me.
Yeah, and the brand is Ultima, Ultima. And it literally is zero in carbs, calories, sugars. It tastes way better than it should. Like, that was what I was so suspect about when it was recommended, because it's zero everything. And when normally when things are zero everything, they taste like ass, maybe even worse than ass. These taste very good. Like, I'm going to mix these in my regular
You're supposed to.
Week.
You're supposed to do that.
100%. But I wasn't on a regular basis, and now I'm going to. And I heard, I forget, Gary Brecka had some guy on, and he was like, why would you even drink water without electrolytes in it? And I was like, I mean, it kind of makes sense. I don't want to drink this for everything, as I like water, but this is something you should definitely be mixing into your regular week.
And we've only tried the grape. I think we used the grape, and that was like delicious. And I think the reason I ordered the grape is that's exactly what Dana White, like,
Dana White said that it was the best flavor. He tried all of them.
We straight up did exactly what Dana White did in his like 8-minute video that he released, or 5-minute video, whatever it was. And then I'm going to add one caveat to the end as we wrap up. If you're going to do this, have a plan of attack, plan each day, understand that it's going to be hard, but after the 3 days, you will feel incredible and you'll see the benefits, and you'll probably want to go longer if you're really into it. But any closing words?
I was going to say, can I just add something to that caveat? I think if you're going to try it, two things. One, try to get the people that are closest to you, that live with you, that are around you, to do it with you, because it'll be like cool to like go into it with them together. But on that same leg, if they're not down for it, fucking do it anyway. If the people that are around you, they think you're crazy, they think you shouldn't do it, or they think it's unhealthy, they think you're going to die, you're not going to. And it'll be the best fucking thing you ever did. So if you're on the fence about it, try it. Try 24 hours, 36 hours. But the 3-day plus is highly recommended.
100%. And if you don't believe us, like I said, Dana White has a video out there. It's like a 3-minute video. He goes through his whole process of it. Literally Google Dana White 3-day water fast and it'll be the first video. Go check that out if you don't believe us. Check out Gary Brecka. He's the one who inspired us. He's been putting us on a lot of game. And then if you don't believe them, well, we did it. We're still alive. We're here to tell the story, and we're obviously going to do it more often, and we're probably going to go for longer than 3 days. But we appreciate you listening. If you enjoyed the show, share it. If you didn't, let us know why, but we appreciate it anyways.
Yeah. Thank you.